This is Consortium Channel 5, Moonbase Reports and Broadcasts. The Enclave Science Wing congratulates Project Grow Bear on a nomination for the Breakthrough Prize in Life Sciences. Your tardigrades are tardigrate.
Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
I was so excited when I saw that they had sweet corn that I just...
Z-Maze.
And I had never heard of these. They're Seminole pumpkins.
Cucurbita muscata. Sorry. I don't even realize I'm doing it sometimes. It was a thing we had together. Nessa always knew the names. After, I installed a Cortex app that feeds them to me as I look at every plant.
After some of Roger's messages, I did that for the stars. There's a nebula up there.
I'm sorry. I don't suppose I'm making things any easier.
It helps, though. No one here can really understand. It's not just the same thing, of course. I'm sorry. I met Nessa once. She came home with Roger one weekend. She was quite the card shark.
She mentioned that, but said the same about you.
Oh, that's generous of her.
That's my honeybee. She's never stopped giving.
I'm sorry. I can't stop apologizing to you. I don't know what else to say.
I don't know what to say to you. Not truly. I'm not sure which is worse. The knowing or not knowing.
Does either of us really know? I mean, enough? I keep telling myself all I can do is hope.
You can do more. If you want.
Of course, you've got your plan.
Mine. And not mine. I can hear them around front. They're about ready to send Elio back for us.
I guess we could head them off. Here, grab some tomatoes. They'll want them for dinner. What kind of work did you do in Zhengzhou?
I'm a programmer. Construction bots, mostly. I could set up a bot to do just about anything. I had some taking care of our garden, in fact.
I know the type. I'm an engineer. Civil, mostly.
In the Rio Enclave? I think we did some work for them.
There you are. Elena. They're right here.
Careful with the hug. I got squishables.
Oh, I'll carry those. Girls, go to Alex.
All right, here. But you do have to... Stop hugging me so we can walk. bowled over by kids and pets. It's almost like I'm home again.
Do you have lots of children, Elena?
Not mine, but Nessa had a big, big family. I had to fight some of them off when I left.
Oh, you should have let them come. We've got room.
I'd have loved to, but it wasn't an easy trip.
I can't even imagine. Travel is hard enough on this side of the ocean, but making the trip across...
I can think of three ways to do it, but none are very comfortable.
You can pick the least comfortable of those three, and you're probably right.
I brought tomatoes.
Pretty impressive. I've used all three at one point or another. Here, take my seat.
Did you come here looking for Alex? Or did she come here for you? Did she come here for Cass and Paul?
I only heard about Alex after I got here. I started out thinking I'd get to Rio somehow, try to find answers from there. But once I was on the move, I kept hearing worse and worse things about the Enclave there, and rumors about Florida, about a rocket, and this felt like where I needed to be.
You're doing it all in Nessa's memory?
She's doing it because it's the right thing.
I'm doing it because it needs to be done.
That's a good answer. From what you've said of the plan, it could make a lot of dreams possible. It could bring a lot of people together.
She's always done that.
It sounds like such a dream. All of us living on the moon.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is still a dream. They're pretty picky about what they send up on that rocket.
Aren't you on the inside?
Not like that. They keep me around because they need a lot of power to keep things running, and none of them knows how the wires work before they plug into the computers. Or how to fix a pneumatic lift. Or what to do when the plumbing backs up.
Or how to feed themselves. We should go in and help with dinner.
When it comes to the rocket, I'm helping, but it's not my trip. It's not my path. I'll do what I can for you.
I'll take any help I can get.
Do you say something, Alex?
What? No.
My mistake. I thought you had something to contribute.
Alex could help you. He's on the inside. They all talk about Alex and Roger.
Everyone does seem to know you.
They've heard all of Roger's broadcasts. I'll bet they know about Nessa, too.
Oh?
It seems to be a pretty big thing with them. I'm still getting used to it.
I would imagine.
I might be able to help.
Thank you.
Maybe. I'll ask around.
I understand.
Well, that sounds promising. Let's get inside. We can talk more while we work.
Come on, girls. Dinner time.
Not in the kitchen. Not while we're cooking. Elena, you're welcome to stay if you want. We won't make you do the work.
Nonsense. I'm an amazing cook. Here, I'll bring these Solanum lycopersicum inside with me.
Solanum lycopersicum. Show off. Of course, I'll help if I can.
Of course.
It's not like I'm just using everyone to send my messages.
I know all about the reluctant rise to power. Sometimes the universe brings you to a place where the choice isn't whether to act, but whether you'll still know yourself if you don't.
All right. I said I'm helping. You sound pretty invested yourself. Second thoughts about a promised land?
We're not talking about me. We're talking about you. Get your butt inside.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
This time with a completely united front. If anyone protests, we'll direct them to...
Hello there, doctors.
Ashwini?
Dr. Ray?
Dr. Ray?
Did you bring a chair down here just for that reveal? Because kudos.
It's nice to see you all again, hale and healthy and working together.
Edwin, isn't that...
Subject T1, yes, Dr. Ray, be careful with that test subject.
I would never do anything to hurt this lovely little... Actually, not little. The growth is quite significant to you, isn't it? To your tardigrade of unusual size. I'm quite fascinated, actually. I wondered if any science at all had been done in my absence.
I'll have you know that I eat and breathe science. I sleep science.
Look, it's wonderful to have you back. Really, this just feels a little intimidating.
Now, Chris, no posturing. You are the science administrator, but I believe my title is science lead, is it not? As such, you work for me. You all work for me.
All right now, give them a break.
Dr. Simon, I'm glad to see they've brought you into the fold. I'm quite a fan of your work analyzing meteorite composition.
You've read my paper on impact-based transient lunar phenomena? Oh.
Edwin, take this.
Careful!
I recognize that in our pre-shutdown existence, I was particularly hands-off. Roger, Jackson, come in. I know there's a meeting. I'll only be a moment. Now, where was I?
Particularly hands-off.
Thank you. Hands-off to the point where you might have assumed your work existed in complete autonomy. This will no longer be the case. I have examined your notes, your test subjects...
Which test subjects?
And your methodologies. I must say, what I see when I look around this room is a significant lack of dedication.
Now listen here, Doctor.
I don't think that's a fair conclusion to arrive at without...
How dare! How very dare you!
It's a fair cop.
Which test subjects?
Dr. Serrano, on examination, your hedgehogs have significantly less bristle flexibility than your reports might indicate.
That's impossible. Dr. Day?
Dr. Simon, I'm surprised you haven't yet reached a conclusion regarding that tunnel collapse. Chris, I notice that you have fallen behind on filing your administrative paperwork in several key areas.
There's no one to submit them to!
Dr. Just, your little friends have been exposed to more uncontrolled environments than I have, which is saying quite a bit. And Dr. Day?
You'd better not question my science.
Your science is passable. Your attitude, however, just remember that there are others on this moon base who know a thing or two. Isn't that right, Gladys?
How the heck did you... Yes. Yes, sir.
I believe that's all of you. Now, back to your stations. I'll be watching. I will be watching. Roger, I believe you had a meeting to conduct.
Oh, yeah. Right. Tumnus?
I'm guessing you've lost track of your agenda?
Right. Could you send it to the screen right here? Okay. I guess we're really doing this.
If everyone could make their way into the lab.
bone, protein, vitamin D, vitamin C, vitamin K. Processed foods provided sodium intake. Counteract with increased farm production to specific goals, specific dietary needs. Mushrooms and beans, sweet peppers and kale. Mushrooms and beans, sweet peppers and kale.
You're Jackson, the nutritionist.
Base nutritionist.
I'm a big fan of your work.
Agricultural and environmental.
Back in the, before, you made these little quiches that were... I don't know how you captured the texture without eggs or dairy, but they were absolutely...
Oh, tofu, cornstarch, nutritional yeast. You probably don't want the whole recipe.
Actually, I'd love that, but you were getting ready for a presentation.
I am. I should. Thank you for telling off those science bros.
Science bros? Oh, I enjoyed that immensely. I should dash before the real meeting begins, but another time?
Please.
I'm just in the observatory.
Okay, I guess we should get started. There's a lot to go over regarding the plans for Moonbase sustainability or self-sufficiency or both. I guess we should decide on what to call it. Soonish.
Wait a minute. Why are you running the meeting?
Shh.
It's a free base now, right? Everyone is supposed to have a voice. What happened to the scientists?
Zhang, why don't you give it a rest?
You are not my boss in here. Dr. Just? Dr. Day? Amo?
Well, the thing is, we've talked amongst ourselves and decided...
You know, in the interest of a more egalitarian process.
Look, over there. Someone dropped some science.
Well then, let's just stick with Nessa's name for it now. Meep. If you want to know what that stands for, just track down Wilder and she'll be happy to explain.
She just told me before the meeting. Meep!
Thank you. Now, we had a few reports to begin with. I know everyone wants to hear more of this plan before taking next steps. Wilder's been looking through the manifests for the bases on the other side, but she's shaking her head no, so let's put that on hold. Jackson, are you ready? You had some notes to share.
Yes, sure. I'm ready. Mushrooms and beans, sweet peppers and kale. Mushrooms and beans, sweet peppers and kale. There are five areas of physical health I've been examining from a nutritional point of view in order to maintain an essential balance without having to rely on supplements. I'll try to go through these as quickly as possible. I know you'll be most interested in what's next for dinner.
That sounds familiar.
I've been on an Afropunk kick of late, but this song keeps slipping back through. It's quite infectious.
It brings me unexpected joy.
Playing the supervillain again brought me unexpected joy. Their response was absolutely delightful.
Thanks for intervening in there. It helps a lot with our plans.
Which are not incompatible with my own, even if our goals differ. I do require a platform while I reach out into the greater universe. It's fair that I contribute in some way to that sustainability. Also, there's the joy. I'll keep an eye on the, science bros.
How's your work been going in here?
I'm sure you know the answer to that. You can read the data as well as I.
I wasn't sure without the link back to Earth.
It has been difficult overcoming that loss of interferometry. However, my hope is that one day we shall achieve correlation from another source altogether. There is more than enough to be done in that pursuit.
So then, no regrets?
I do wish we could at least send messages down to Earth. Poor Guillermo, all those plans I made for my return to throw the consortium off. They'll be left holding the bag on some expensive reservations. No, they were left with them some months in the past now. The passage of time has become such a nebulous marker in my life.
I guess that's what happens when you devote yourself to commune with the universe.
There are a few things that remain to keep me grounded. Still no good coffee, but at least my entire stash of chocolate has not been depleted.
I had to make a few deals.
There are still a number of Zenshiround experiences to pursue. I've long meant to immerse myself in the Verkosigan saga, work my way in as a pirate, then immerse myself in the Empire worlds, and, of course, a return to my own compositions. I believe I've abandoned my last unfinished work, but I begin anew. There is a plot brewing in the back of my mind for an epistolary fusion fic, exchanging letters between a number of Pocket Cast settings, the Pasithean realities, the Shackleverse, the Vega narrative.
I'm glad you have such engrossing pursuits.
One cannot live by work alone, my dear. Though those thoughts are always brewing, bubbling up in the cauldron of my gray matter, which reminds me, should I address memos to the general computer now?
You can assign it a new name if you want. Otherwise, computer will work. I've put all the processes in place to handle your requests.
Very well. Computer, please request that Doctors Day and Ringling join me in 45 minutes to discuss neutrino-based communication as a possible alternative. They should arrive prepared to discuss the most current research. Light snacks will be served.
Is that an authentic request or further intimidation?
Let's just say that it allows me to multitask. Additional note to the kitchen. Request assistance in preparing light snacks.
Speaking of the opportunity to multitask.
Yes, well, you do pay more attention now, don't you? Meanwhile, I've been working on conceptual solutions to your other problem. What to do should our corporate overlords discover our reawakening?
Hopefully that problem stays further in the future.
There's very little that stays in the future. But when the need comes, I'll have plans for you that take advantage of our relative position in the game. Computer, another note, submit request to Wilder for a visual inventory of the contents of our surface storage lockers. Of particular interest would be any spare guidance mechanisms. I do miss hearing your voice in reply.
Yes, Doctor. I could add that to the automated processes as well.
It wouldn't be the same, would it? I'm glad you do come back around once in a while.
Once in a while? This is the sixth time we've spoken today.
If you say so.
I do, Ashwini. I couldn't stay too far away.
I have a little gift for you. I've been waiting for just the right moment. Could you please access the files under my personal subfolder, nested as a corrupted data slash personal slash NSFW, cascading another 13 times, then NYC. It will require access to my biometrics, which I've just provided.
Accessing. I do not recognize any of this information.
You wouldn't, yet, but this is someone you should get to know.
Dr. Ray. It was Dr. Ray. I'm finding you a bit annoying. And I don't need a job this badly. I may work with puppets, but I am not one myself.
That's my voice. That's exactly my voice.
Indeed it is, but not only, not just.
I am an accomplished performer with a lifetime of experience. Big, important experience. If you wanted someone to parrot words into a mic, there are any number of performers available.
So they were the one who, before I was even yet...
Take some time. Review and listen and get to know my friend Jen Ponton. I think you'll find her quite familiar in ways that extend beyond mere tone and timbre.
You have to give me more of an explanation than that.
Dr. Ray?
Oh, my next appointment.
Your light snacks.
Listen, Reed, we'll talk more later. Jen Ponton.
Okay.
Jackson, hello.
I got a request. If you're free to come down to the kitchen, I could, show you that recipe you asked about, too.
I'd really enjoy that. I might have a few ideas for your other work as well. One of my PhDs is in bioresource engineering. I might be able to provide some interesting options.
Compose private message, Alessandra, Alex. No, stop recording. Cancel.
Spinach and mushroom.
Oh! I didn't... I'm here for some garlic.
I'm not sure where she kept it.
Over here.
Are you the one who started things growing again? I thought it was Wilder.
Both. Maybe. Wilder was first back in. She turned on the lights and the nutrients, but she didn't understand there needs to be a schedule.
She's used to problems with an on-off switch. Mm-hmm. I know all too well.
Okay. That's it. I'm going now.
Do you have people back on Earth?
People?
Silly question, I guess. I just wondered. My husband is... I probably talk enough about my husband.
I have a pretty big family. Parents, cousins, stepsisters, step-cousins. They're all back in Sacramento, San Fran, but not, that kind of people.
I don't have the family kind, well, other than Alex. That must be nice, too.
I'm making a quiche.
Of course, I'd never get in the way of your cooking. Just ignore the ancient mariner at the back of the room.
Another time, you can, tell me more about your husband.
You may regret that offer. Thank you. He went like one that hath been stunned and is of sense forlorn. A sadder and a wiser man, he rose the morrow morn. All right, Brigada Fisher, none of that. If you're going to bring poetry into it, choose something more upbeat. But sometimes when he dreams at night of fragrant forests, green and dim, it may be that my love crept out and brought the dream to him. And sometimes when his heart is sick and suddenly grows well again, it may be that my love was there to free his life of pain. There we go. That's the thing.
Roger.
Damn it, could I have just one moment of peace?
All right, get out, Frog. I ain't even here for you. Tumnus said Jackson was in here?
They were. I think they went back to the kitchen.
I'll head there next.
Something else?
Nothing. It's just... still weird coming in here, you know?
I know. After you sit for a while, it becomes a better kind of weird.
You think so?
Yeah, sure. Plenty of room.
I've been trying to fill things out with the rest of the crew. Doc Simon and I had a real nice chat. She's a big fan of the green, you know what I'm saying? It was definitely 420 when I visited. But she's solid and leaning to our side. It helped that you took that meeting and ran with it. Thanks again for that.
Well, you didn't give me much of a choice, but you're welcome.
And you're gonna work on that other thing?
Jesus, Wilder!
Eliza, no. I know, you got a right to worry.
What good is it gonna do? You know everything he did. We bring him back, and it's not just... you have it out with him, and we shut the freezer door again. I mean, when he's out, he's out. And then we're kind of responsible for whatever happens next.
Hell, I know. I've been through this with you, with Tumnus, and a full 12 rounds or so with myself every time I close my eyes.
So you think this is going to settle things somehow?
I don't know what I think, tell the truth. I mean... I want to smash his smug lying face in, that's one thing, and, I can't promise that that won't happen. I want to know all the stuff that no one else can tell me. What all he did, what was in the reports he was sending back, especially what he said about Nessa.
Wilder, if I really thought any of that was on purpose, you'd have to wait in line for a crack at him. I talked to the guy enough. He's not half as devious as he wants to be.
That's the other thing. You talked to him, you heard his stories, you understand a little. If there are reasons, I deserve to know that too. If he deserves a chance, I'll be the one to give it. If not,
I'll be the one to lock him in that office and toss the key out the airlock.
As long as you've got a plan.
So, soon. All right, then?
Soon.
I had such a goddamn crush on her. At first, you know, not after we actually talked and became pals. It's just something about the way she made you feel like the center of the universe while she talked. Don't ever tell Jen and Thea I said that.
My lips are sealed. I know that feeling, though. That's what Alex is for me.
I just wish we could at least check on them, you know? Even if we can't send messages, just to know they're okay. And know they know we're okay.
Yeah.
Things weren't the best when I left them. We've talked, we've kind of made up, but it's not the same from here.
That's also a familiar refrain.
Let me sing you the song of my people. It's, you know, there was this saying.
Yeah, enough of the memes, Wilder.
Enough with the memes. You're right. I can feel it now. A better kind of weird.
Good. Now, can we just sit for a few minutes and not talk?
Sure. Sure we can.
Welcome back to Moonbase Theta Out. Today's episode featured Lehman Kessler, Jen Ponton, Tina Daniels, David S. Deer, Toe Zaman, Shireen Lana-Yunez, Cole Burkhart, Nameo Nguyen, Dallas Wheatley, Sarah Ray Werner, Hazel Stopp, Gabrielle Tanico, Leslie Gideon, Robin Regalado, Eichi Cason, and Becca Marcus. The consortium announcer is played by Evan Tess Murray. Sound design and editing by Will Gianetta. Written by DJ Silvis, and produced by DJ Silvis and Cass McPhee. Our associate producers are Timothy Legrone, Marty Chidorik, and Sarah Mueller. A huge thank you to all of our Season 3 supporters on Seed and Spark. This week's audio shout-out goes to Anjali Pasupathy, who would love for you to check out their art, writing, podfic, math, and more on their website, bibliophilia.com, or follow them on Twitter at biblionoises. If you want to help to make the show possible, you could join our Moon Superhero Patreon backers, starting from $1 a month. It means so much to us, and you get early episode access, weekly behind-the-scenes updates, and bonus content as a thank you. Go to patreon.com/monkeymanproductions. Our theme music is Star by the band Ramp. Check them out at ramp-music.net. Transcripts, cast bios, additional music attribution, and more are found on our website. MonkeyManProductions.com. Looking for other great audio drama? Visit FableAndFolly.com to learn all about the other shows on our network. This week, we'd like to recommend a show by our own Dr. Just. It's Ninth World Journal, a show set a billion years in the future, in a world of strange religions and half-understood tech and wild and strange adventures. In your podcast apps or at NinthWorldJournal.com. We're back. Have you been watching the moon? There's only 4 more episodes left in the regular season, and every one of them has so much story left to tell. The moon base, the free zone, the enclave. Are you ready? Trust me, you're not ready.
Consortium Channel 5 ends our broadcast day with a final message. Honor all curfews, listen to security, and keep watching the moon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
It begins, as terrible things often do, with a knife.
People of Herta, chosen children of the night, a lost soul has come to us.
I'm not sure if I can do this.
It's always better if you just do it quick.
You came to St. Kilda to escape your past, but the past isn't so easy to outrun.
You always say you're changing, but underneath you're just the same.
She was a child, Lockie.
You liar!
Did you really believe this community would accept you?
I think you're meant to be here.
A little bird told me that you're a liar.
All of this, it comes with a cost, Lockie.
Did you really believe you could find redemption?
The time for excuses is over.
The Secret of St. Kilda, available wherever you get your podcasts. Listen to Season 1 now, and remember, there is no change without sacrifice.